Appreciate that, and appreciate God's goodness. And I do want you to take your Bibles with me to the Gospel of Luke, please. And our trustees and deacons, if y'all could come on, sit on this front pew for me, please. Y'all could help me out there. I appreciate that very much. Amen. I was thinking about that song, "O Beautiful Star of Bethlehem, Shine On." He's still shining, isn't he? Amen. Amen. Ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Not one thing. The devil can't stop it. The devil can't halt it. And I'm glad that he'll shine on. In Luke chapter number 2, I want to read the Christmas story. It's what we would call the Christmas story. And of course, you know, people, we inject the part of the wise men in the Christmas story, and I think we should. But we know that they were, the Lord was, he wasn't a babe anymore when the wise men got to Christ, he was already a boy. We don't know when that happened. I had somebody this week, not of this church, not of this town, just one of these know-it-alls, point out to me that churches are unbiblical by putting that at the birth of Christ. And I understand that's right, but we want to get them in there as part of the Christmas story. So please, please don't come at me with that, all right? Amen. I'm hot, half asleep already. I'm hyped up on cake. Don't do that. Amen. It's amazing what you can do on social media. You can just block people like that. Amen. Don't make me block you, okay? Luke 2, the Bible says in verse 8, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night." I like that word abiding. Again, an example of the shepherds, not only their humility, not only their labor, but their abiding. In other words, they didn't move. They stayed where God put them. And folks, this coming year, that's a thought. Abide where God puts you. The easiest thing in the world for me to do, and I don't know about you, but for me to do is to jump around on my feelings. Now, folks, God gave us feelings. God gave us feelings, but sometimes feelings will fail us. Feelings will fool us. So everything has to be determined from the truth, the Word of God. We judge everything according to truth. And the shepherds are an example of the storms of life. Do you remember the storms they endured? The battles they endured, the elements of weather that they endured, but they abided. Get a hold of that. They abided. They stayed where they were supposed to stay. So there's abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. They were really petrified, and rightly so. They've never had that happen any night watching sheep. But the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about. Can you imagine that? I don't think there is a good illustration of trying to even explain that or to give you a picture of that. The glory of the Lord shone. The glory of the Lord shone round about them. Man, that's a thought right there. And the Bible said, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." I like that Brother Willard Thomas had a message on joy to the world, and the 3 points go like this. The announcement brought joy to the heavenly world. The heavenly hosts begin to sing. The announcement brought joy to the earthly world. And one day that announcement brought joy to my world. Hallelujah. Which shall be to all people. I'm thankful that he came for all. He didn't come for a minute few. He didn't come for select. He came for all. For unto you, that's personal. You here tonight? You've never been born again? Look how personal Christ's coming is. He said, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. The word A there is in the definite article. It's the same as the. A Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Now here's the picture. This is why the Jews as a whole have still rejected Christ. Because they didn't want to find their king wrapped in swaddling clothes, which was just rags, strips of rags, and laying in a manger, a feeding trough for animals. Their king was to come and just take over, and that's going to happen, but this had to happen first, and they still reject him. So if your Savior didn't come through a virgin's womb, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, you got the wrong one. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, folks, the angelic beings, Christ didn't even come for them. But they knew what we was about to get. They knew who we was about to get. They're praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. See, we had a place here where they was not to keep it silent. When they heard, they observed, and now they are to share. Folks, we heard the gospel. We observed or we partook of the gospel. We received the gospel. We got born again. And now we are to publish it. Amen. The picture here, the shepherds, they weren't looking for anything, but it came looking for them. Right. Drew them to another place. Right. That's a spiritual picture. The Spirit of God drew me to a different place in my heart. Saved my soul. It's amazing through the eyes of faith, the power of faith that God gave me to trust the gospel, how I can see it in my heart. And now I'm to publish it. He said, they made it known abroad, the saying which was told them. Everything. Preacher, I don't know how to witness. I don't know how to be a witness. Well, they just told what happened to them. That's all they did was they shared what happened to them. That's all you got. That's all Paul did. Well, preacher, I've not been to Bible college like you. You don't have to go to you don't even have to go to school, period, to be able to tell what Jesus did for you. Amen. Folks, some of the greatest soul winners I know got to about the second grade. They had the power of God on their life. And so you and I, all we have to do is just tell them what happened to us. Talk about the days before. Hey, you know, the shepherds could have said, you know what? It was a normal night. We heard some wolves and some predators howling in the distance, but they knowed better. They was trying to bring fear to our life. But all of a sudden, before we knew it, boom. The glory of God shone round about us. never seen that, never experienced that. We was afraid. But God sent a spokesman to calm our nerves. He said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You shall find him wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And before they could even think about it, heaven's choir struck up. What he said, suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." They're telling this as they go. They're sharing it as they go. Telling it word for word what happened to them. Out of nowhere, the Lord showed up. Out of nowhere, God spoke. And we've never experienced anything like it. And folks, I don't think I've ever experienced anything like Jesus in my life. And they spitted abroad the things that were told them concerning this child. And all that heard it wondered at those things that were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. You and I have a grand purpose. You understand that these shepherds, they are nameless men. We don't know their name. We don't know their background. But we know God's plan for them. God's major plan for them was to be living and shepherding in that place that night. This wasn't an accident. God didn't say, "Hey, just tell them three fellows over there." No, it was all planned. Their lives, they were born for that day, for that night. They were put on this earth for that instant. Folks, don't miss God's plan for you. Don't miss God's purpose for you. He has put you here and has kept you here for a divine plan. Not just to say, "Well, I was born here and I lived so many years and I've done okay and I made a good life." No, the story that he wants told about us is what we did for him while we were here. Fulfilling the plan of God in our life. Oh yes, he lets us have a family. He lets us live and he lets us work and he gives us strength to do the day-to-day things that we have to do. Christ did that too, by the way. But to be a carpenter's son was not why he was put on the earth. He was put on this earth to give his life for us. And these shepherds, their calling was sure. Their calls were sure. And their Christ was sure. They told it. And hey, it got people's attention. And they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. In other words, it's on their mind now. They can't unhear that. Are you listening? You understand, you can give the gospel to somebody. You can give them the gospel. And they may scoff at you. They may cuss you. They may turn their back on you. But they cannot unhear what you tell them. And they'll wonder in their heart. They'll wonder. You could be the person that comes by to plant the seed. Or you could be that person that comes by to water the seed. But don't ever take for granted the opportunity to tell people what you experienced with the Lord. What Christ done in your presence and in your heart. And share that. Folks, the devil has done something to show his intelligence. And we fall for it. What is that? Fear. And then not only fear, but keeps us busy. Fear and preoccupation to keep us preoccupied. Our minds preoccupied. I'm struggling with that because I don't want my mind because our mind is a battlefield. The devil will use the bad things in your life. He'll use bad experience in your life against you. God uses them for you. He uses them against you. And if we're not careful, we'll let our minds get preoccupied with things that's not even happening to get our heart off of people going to hell. There's nothing he can do. There's nothing he can do with my soul. It's sealed. I'm eternally saved. I'm born again by the blood of Jesus. But he sure can distract me enough to rob my joy and your joy away from why God put us here. And that's to shine light in this world. Amen. I'm going to the book of Matthew. This isn't part of the message. That's just part of the Lord's Supper. Going to the book of Matthew. And before I read, and of course in the book of Corinthians, it talks about partaking of the Lord's table unworthily.